Going deeper.
Have you ever heard someone use the phrase, duty calls? It's usually used when someone's being pulled away from something fun, back to their work or the task they were doing. So you might be having a conversation in the staff kitchen, then your colleague gets a phone call. Duty calls, she says as she hurries away to take it. In other words, I'd much rather be here finishing our conversation and hanging out, but I'm required to do my job, so I'd better go do it. Duty. It's defined as being an action or a course of action that's required of someone by their position, their social custom, the law, or their religion. You may not necessarily want to do it, but you've got to do it. A lot of people feel that way about their jobs. They'd rather not be there Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, but it pays the bills. It's one of life's necessary evils, as some like to put it. But how would you feel if you found out that your spouse felt like that about your marriage? How would you feel if you found out your friend felt like that about hanging out with you? How would you feel if you found out your parents felt like that about bringing you up? It'd be devastating, wouldn't it? Devastating because we assume these relationships are bonds of love, not duty. That's the way we're designed. God created us to love Him and love each other. So if love gives way to duty, then something's gone terribly wrong. Imagine if Jesus, the Son of God, the Saviour of humanity, had have sat there in the Garden of Eden, and instead of pouring his heart out to God in angst about the sins of the world and trepidation about what he was going to have to go through in order to save it, instead of all that, he just nonchalantly shrugs his shoulders when the soldiers come to take him away and says, "Duty calls." If Jesus died on the cross to save our sins out of duty instead of love? You see, the whole point of Jesus' death was that God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son as a sacrifice to save it, to save us. Now that's above and beyond the call of duty, to use another cliche. So if we're designed in God's image, then our relationships should also be based on love, not duty. Consider where duty plays a part in your life. Do you find it in places where it shouldn't be, in relationships? Let's pray that God can help us replace it with love. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.